Things are changing at the Department of Motor Vehicles, thanks to Alexi Janulius, our Illinois Secretary of State. Thanks for joining us, Alexi. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
John Williams and I were talking about you today and commending you on all the changes and moving the DMV forward. And we all love Jesse White. You know, he's amazing, but you have taken us the next step, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you for saying that. You know, I will tell you, we are relentlessly committed to bring the Secretary of State's office into the 21st century. And there's so much exciting technology. So we've been focused on modernization. And everything that we do is based on customer service and really making the entire process as easy and as efficient as possible. So I'm very proud of the work we've done, but it's all about eliminating the time tax for Illinois residents.
Well, and you know, most of us always dread having to go to the DMV. You're like, oh no, it's not that time again. I don't want to go. I don't want to wait in a line. So now you're bringing the DMV to us, and people are kind of calling it, it's like a food truck, except it's not serving food. You can get your real ID or your driver's license. Tell me about that.
So again, we're doing everything we can to make to eliminate the lines at our facilities. We moved a lot of services online. We moved to an appointment-only system, our Skip the Line program. This week we announced for the first time ever our DMV on wheels that I could not be more excited about. So now we can go directly into communities, into neighborhoods, senior citizen homes, rural communities, and bring Secretary of State services to them. So it's been our mission to make it easier and more convenient for residents to access government services without having to wait or travel. And our DMV on Wheels program will build on that success of our digital programs, which we know will save time by offering efficient ways to do things like renew your driver's license or get a vehicle sticker without people having to leave their communities.
I know you unveiled it Wednesday in Daly Plaza, but this thing has to be a technological wonder, right? Because can you print out a driver's license? Or, I mean, what actually can you do with this vehicle when you roll into somebody's neighborhood?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. We can do almost everything but drive tests, which we're hoping to get to at some point. You can get your eyes tested. People can renew their driver's license, a state ID. They can renew their vehicle registration. They can purchase a vehicle sticker. They can get their real ID. They can apply for a replacement or corrected driver's license. They can register to vote. They can join the Illinois Organ Tissue Donor Registry. So we are really excited about our food truck DMV, as I call it.
Yeah, and it's electric powered?
Yes, it's electric powered, which is good for the environment. And like I said, getting out to these communities is going to be a game changer. And if I could tell you, we announced it yesterday, and the outpouring of requests and demand has been actually a little overwhelming, a little intimidating. So if we can't get out to your community in the next few weeks, please be patient. We've had people from all over the state of Illinois call and request our food truck DMV to come out to them.
All of this that you're doing, Alexi, and I got to tell you that we have a texter that says they want you to educate drivers not to roll through a stop sign while turning right and looking left and not looking toward the right. Can you get that accomplished?
I will tell you, driver safety and road safety is paramount to everything we do. And if I can leave folks with one thing today, distracted driving is killing people every single day. We know that it can be very alluring to look at a text or send an email, but please, we finally got drunk driving numbers down nationally, and now more and more people are dying every single day from distracted driving, distracted pedestrians. So please put your phone down while you're driving. I beg everyone.
Somebody said they had the mobile DMV come to their Moraine Valley campus, and they made an appointment, renewed their license plates, new driver's license, got a real ID. They said it was wonderful. But we have a trucker who sent in a text and said, why do those guys and gals still have to go to Springfield to get their plates renewed? Is it plates? Yeah, I guess. License plates. Is that true?
So we are working to remedy the CDL process, and I think the individual that sent that text is going to be very happy in a few months with us.
Oh, good. So you continue to reform the office, so to speak, right?
Yes, and like you said, I love Jesse White. He's a great American, a great friend of mine, a great person. But we are really trying to modernize the office and make people's lives more efficient.
Somebody said in Wisconsin they can renew their plate sticker at Walgreens. Is that something you see in the future where there'll be more opportunities just to go in and get those stickers at locations other than, you know, the check cashing place or the DMV?
So we're trying to do one better than that. People can actually do it online. To give you an example, I renewed my sticker, and my wife renewed her stickers for her vehicle. She did it online in less than 3 minutes with a QR code, and it came in the mail. So we're really encouraging people to go online. We have been pushing a lot of our services online to our website, ilsos.gov, ilsos.gov. And a little interesting fact for you, just under 50% of people who come into our facilities don't even have to come in. They can do what they are trying to get accomplished online. So we can do one better than the Walgreens.
You know, that's great. And that's great for me and you. But, you know, older members of our society, they like to go in. And that's where this truck will come in handy, right? Because when they see it in their neighborhood, do you have to make an appointment? Or how do you know when it's in your neighborhood?
We're going to let residents know, community members, elected officials. And the other thing, because we care deeply about our seniors, for the first time in the Secretary of State's office history, we opened not one, not two, but four senior-only centers where they don't have to make an appointment. They can just show up. It's only for seniors in Evanston, Bridgeview, Calumet Park, and Westchester, Illinois, with more to come. They have been enormously popular. So we're looking at potentially opening even more senior centers.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for always taking our call. We appreciate it.
I'm honored to be on. I hope everyone has a wonderful evening and a very happy Father's Day weekend.
Same to you.
Thanks.
Alexi Janulius, Illinois Secretary of State. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.